So we've touched base on a lot of the pros and cons for both approaches. Some of the main points are highlighted in this slide. Both slit and skit have been shown to be beneficial for the therapy of seasonal allergic rhinoconjunctivitis. Slit often has a better safety profile when you look at the data, with less systemic reactions to date. Skit has a slightly better efficacy profile and readily allows for treatment of those polyallergic patients. Both modalities have the potential to induce long-term remission and are effective in patients with perennial rhinitis as well. It's not mentioned on this slide, but both skit and slit tablets have been shown to reduce the risk of developing asthma, particularly in children, and local side effects are common and well-tolerated for both modalities. Of course, skit requires administration in clinic, while slit can be administered at home. On the other hand, skit is easily monitored with frequent office visits, while slit patients can be lost to follow-up. But direct comparative evidence of skit versus slit is pretty weak, and more definitive trials are needed. So deciding on which option to provide to your patients is often a collaborative effort, considering the patient's preferences and treatment goals. Children can often have needle phobia, as we've mentioned, and skit buildup can be a traumatic experience for some. With some slit products currently approved for children over five, this could be a more tolerable option for this age group. So these are kind of some of the insights and things we're thinking about as we make these clinical decisions for our patients in the office.